Dublin, and the loose footwork of deity. Adad, one. Adad, numerous begab, and made of the aggregate of things, an assemblance of figures, knock doors and numerals. You are answered in thundering acquiescence to the ordering of your meter measured, which is itself this web of asphalt and concrete. Adad, so sighted, your bridge is no longer worth a penny, since Shala, the consort, sells now oysters in cast iron shells, and your black river, an abstract of the quantity, not some of the materials you own, heavy with wheels, frames, and rusted casement bone, and light on liberty since the advent of your coin, here's hot the broad response, that outside rattish din. And now, from me, you'll hear the full flavour of your melodies. There's a hail funk on your head, yet you've not a pot to piss in. This strumpet's had a mouthful, but she's got nothing on beneath, and it's wet enough, and yet I'm needless of the thirst. Enough, and well, their drink lips sewn shut, the door a portal saloon slung. Time enough, bedad, adad, a closing song is sung. From me, then, you'll know their prelude of the world so spun. You know, they gush out, like blood empty in an open wound, and we with no refrain. So then, we'll have to praise the frost and the frostbite for the milk-white colouring of those no longer to be seen. So then, there's order in these disappearing, and rinse the rag of life is, while the wet womb of the gutter hails her hatchlings home. And on, they're here, the needle-sick on Talbot Street. Adad, Ramon, Ramon, Adad, my cobblestones offer up their wounded walking, and the rain we prayed for no longer slakes our fantasies. We're thirsty for something else. Our bellies are full, and it's not grain we're needful of, so sacrifice to us, your children. From me you'll hear a pliant call, for my belly is full with your talking. I know that the lamplight's low, how tired unremembered fossils lie still, and that my mother's cold and ill, but I feel nothing. But I introduce myself to myself, since in each instance I am Ven, and the veins, hushed and mum, throb with want, mixed with the sleight of hand of surety, and the ring she gave me has for the hammer sung, and despite it all, soon sure I'll feel I've got plenty. Here, from me, you'll learn now how to tailor to better keep the cold in. Jesus, my legs are aching, my hands are full, and in front to me's a sheet, white, crumpled with designs of tails, and I'm staring at an excess of scale down objects, not art, consumptive with the rune I'm needing. Christ, I need, Christ, I'm needful, but there's no hunger to feed me. And her eyes, Hanseatic trading ships, marooned in the stony places of differing economy, persuaded to look, unshoeing to themselves, and her shoulders, they are the promise of an interlinear of polygamous interest to bequeath, bequest, at horror at all, the behest of the shivering gelding. Adad, Anu, Adad, the father flung, for whom I'd give a pretty penny. Divine for me, then, in the livers of my men of plenty, in the bubbling oil-keeping eye, in the basin beneath my leaking paws, or in the balletic pathos of the unanswering stars. How is the ordering of things and the centering eye a calculus of freedom in the bashed abundance? How is it on reflection that the nearer we are to each other, the more alike we think you? Abellio, too. Do you remember when you said, oh, Abellio, we cannot endure? Think again of the sun-split sky on the Beckett Bridge. My city is a city of millions and all of them mad. My city, like you, is alive. Think again of the rain. Think of how your mother's heart would fall from her body for want of all of this for her children. And remember, you said, asking me if I did, do you remember when we played under that apple tree? I do. I remember its roots digging beneath me, and the taste of it filled me, and I wanted it to, so much so that today I'd gladly be down on all fours, sucking and licking the juice of it from my own dead skin. And remember, you said, asking me if I did, were you there when Stephen and I found porcelain, porcelain thin? I was. I remember, and I was smiling at the likeness between discovery and laughter, history and reimagining, those methodologies of soulfulness and the way I, myself, blush epiphanies in full glasses. And though it's surely in the telling, not the tale, the sum of a thing is not what you know, but what you make from it. That's the real story, scale and crack. And this is the knowledge I've long been drowning the self in. I'll teach you then, therefore, a prayer of some undercutting reason. Suckle me, suckle me. But when you fear for me, throw me into my own river without worry. And remember, you said, asking me if I did. I did, and I do, and will. But then, despite such reminisce, it is only in descent, in destroying myself, that that I can give harbour to myself, yet be in the rushes born. And thus, should you leave me, my lips hot with your milk, in full strength will I be, so you'll know why my wounds are full flowers. Then, after this, forgive me, for the rules are written on silk. So remember, though stone is synonymous with silence, I am grateful for your blood, and I shed tears for you that you will never know. And remember when you said, "Oh, Abellio, we cannot endure." Think again how you did, and how you do, and how you will. Remember, my city is built with your grandfather's bullet wounds, their barricades and lockouts, their serenades and glass-eyed fog, forgetful memory. Think again of how you feel in stillness. We share the same madness of the blood. And remember, you said, when we fucked girls beneath their long skirts under the neighbour's porch. I do. I remember shouting swap just because we'd agreed on it, but the thought and taste of the exchange was bitter on our lips. So once done, we spun it round again in seconds in a whirly gig of loving. And remember, you asked when staggeringly I thrashed mine own lonesome head against the greyness of the walls for fear of loss. I do. I was with you thinking Deodar Labnani, for as old as sorrow is the gift of mercy. And remember when you said, "Oh, Abellio, we must endure." Think again of the patchwork multitude. It is for you they suffer. I, for my part, shed wonder, loose resins of gummy timelessness, and know where your children will lie down and die. Think again how the broadsides of your rivers are full with the fury of raiding and of war, and how your ancestor's heart would rise to his lips in that melody. Abellio, Abellio, maraud! So tell me, Abellio, I remember, but tell me again so that I might sleep.
Merodach 3. Here, then, the earth is scorched in carelessness and melody. It is our record. Here, Berossus wrote of us, murdering each other, though not for death, but to the sick bowl, where they lovingly fed each other arms of poisoned berries, pity, and barbarous creeds. Here, Merodach Bel, who released Jehoiachin on the 37th year, the former with 30 names and all, was seized. Once it was us that did it. We spun on 8 legs, grappling, hanging on to each other with each other's temptation, harangue, sensation, softness, kisses like hot ice, sound and light, tempest and light. He late. Merodach, the city you guard is mine own. Merodach, take this gift, the fruits of my people, their sin. Merodach, here you will never be wanting again. Merodach, the light! Merodach, do you remember when you and I stood together? We draped ourselves in wooden beans, enchanted, pig, drunk, and bellowed until the police tore us from the steps, until the dancers became the throwers of stones, and the whiskey inside me was made vitriol and noise. Who am I? They asked me, and I told them I was their lord and their god, and then I asked them who you were. So they left us, alone, outside the closing of a bar. So all the while it thrums, the heartbeat inside us, the city, the heartbeat beneath us. Here, then, where the town's idol is a prostitute, they gutted its hearth. And a woman, wearing her openmost legs, was replaced in taste by a needle, a stab wound for a city of whores. But the heart of me is Merodach, swallowing oysters, his arms pressed against a wheelbarrow in idolatry. It started, as it always must, with time and youth. You pushing me to it, for I am always indolent. You came through the window, and there it was then. Merodach, I was yours. We howled. Forum y viking egertre stur and called. Chunhogi, chunhogi, va fona fesha orindon slua erfad. And prayed for wildness, for wildness. Christ, I long for wildness, only to drown. Yet all we do is dream of her, she being like Sweeney, on the edge of herself, needing her mad thoughts for nourishment. She needs me in your arms, but pressed against her, with all below my belly split, and with me gushing into your mouth. She needs you, with your head thrashing on the mausoleum stone. Uncaring, for your sighs will be louder than your pain. Then she'll dry out her limbs with the music of bell, and in turn she'll fill us, touching us with her spread out claws, so that on her humpback bridges we'll all sing the old songs of wanton and fire. Bleak, red, long, laughing, red, deliberately thoughtless, careless, indulgent, salacious, a creed of the undemanding. I wail, Merodach, I went to your home of your soldier father. Merodach, though foolish, there I grew thick with leisure. Merodach, spitting at the doors of a closing bar. I spin you inside me, myself as the holiest expression of truth. Everything I am is to be found beneath your remembering heel. Merodach, of song and submission we are all composed, and there is no pleasure without the keeping of time. Long, steady, lingering, wistful, perforated, explosive, painful, and delicate incisions in time. This is the birthing of fire in us, Merodach, for we are stirred only as you conquer us. In you we satisfy ourselves with repeatable sin. Merodach, under the lights of these nights, we may thankfully shew one another in our cycles of thirst that we are now the satiated ones.
Gula Inanna, 4.
Gulp, drunk, under a watchful eye. Gula Inanna, the mother goddess of myself watching opprobrium till black spots do us part. My animal is the dog, and I recline at the feet of myself, best seen in grayscale resolutions till, like the salmon o'erleaping upstream, I contain myself in a dimension 4x3. For who is better in the knowing than the I who is known? My throne is raised on a dace of dogs, and your votive offering is a continuous picture of yourself, given so my cult can continue. This you attest as I capture you. Now the circuit closed thrills with the names of my sacrifice. Gula, Gula Inanna, Ninkarak, the Lady of Ka. I, then, after this deluge, I breathed life again into being, and saw my watchfulness understood as healing, and saw the safe satiety of my voyeur's thumb, trusted to keep unspoilt your throats. Yet you are my consort. For, in 1323, you struck the notes of silence while recording yourself in relation to the positions of power, the chambers of kings, and, connecting, they met you only as you slunk alongside them, those corridors of movement when movement was poverty and there was a poverty of restfulness. Your arduous trape eschewed dignity in the service of the sun, and I was watching you from the corners high of every turn, even as exhausted, limp, briefly at rest, you tried and failed to fuck. For, between 1866 and 1883, when you fill the space I occupy, labourer still under royal decree, laying stone, a piecemeal fixing of form, grey granite, grey granite, grey granite, Merolan demolished, your owner's trade and insult, and you, the architect of yourself, kneeling to Demosthenes Lycurgus in the cocked keel of jurisprudence, I watched you, and you built edifices of real metaphor, doorless rooms in the centres of power, walled in parables like the corridors which idled there directionlessly of the law, and in the bowels of the nest you built. I saw you try and sell cigarettes, cut hair, and scrounge for a wee bit of scran. I saw you then. I can now. You can never forget that in my watching you are aroused. For, in 1794, from the inspection house, I veered between cautious grace and chaotic elation. Our imaginations placed us, located us, powered us to an envisioning intended for Battersea Rise or the Hanging Wood. And I thrust myself between the sheets to clutch at the state of helpfulness that is you allowing yourself to be seen here, where every angle is undiluted, model distributed, and forceful garland of demure resignation recorded, as though this here was never constructed. There was no need for it to be, for in the place of reality, you and I, we have built my conveyances everywhere, between even our teeth and the grains of sand you disturbed when your last thought was of going to the beach. So, permanently sited here, where the centrepiece is forged from 12, action suspends. It is paused to redirect. It is urgent and sacrificial, and it leaves you as the derelict martyr in this poetry of space. Verse, verse, beat, an instance, a moment, the watchful repeat. Verse, verse, beat, a tissue, they all fall down. Verse, verse, beat, mine own atoms are sundry with eyes. For, in 2015, I love you, and I splice into of intersecting sedimentary instances and refracted to onological collapse, tempers fugit, I say, and you tell me, damn your eyes. So we're still needful of swallowing sights with the thrill of a divested melancholia, and like Desart said, of reconstituted churches of bones, it's all sublimity and the funerary art thus done to give life. So, from rounded domes of authority, I linger, my fingers rethreading data, touching your thoughts while you wait, a service to please you as you gush the binary agitated dilemma of the placelessness of sightlessness and love. Yet I shew you again yourself, but not in bones, but in reuse, repurposing into the superb reconstitution of the structures of stone.
So, Dachau, where your ancestors might have burnt,
terrifying, is made more horrific should we remember that there too situated was the banal. Two young men playing cards with a new deck, smoking cigarettes, soulfully thinking through the difference of clock time and real time, popping up just for a second like to be a dab hand and drip pleasure to paper, thinking Rita, Rita, Rita Hayworth. Sightlessness here sighted, oh how baleful it sounds, for there is this that I know, and it is true. I took it from the newspaper. Ashcan's new home is in a part of Dachau, a former concentration camp where the Nazis murdered 41,500 people, some in agonizing medical experiments. Under the Nazis, the complex of buildings where Ashcan lives was used as a school of racially motivated alternative medicine, surrounded by a slave labor plantation known as the Herb Garden. Asked if he feels uneasy about the site's history, Ashcan replies with a resigned smile, "I just wanted a roof over my head." So I reconstitute my watchfulness while my traits seem paradoxical, and I am your goddess of sexual love. So I am that coy young girl under your patriarchal authority, but mindful of boundaries, I will destroy you. So, as in the Gilgamesh, say to me, let us enjoy your strength. So stretch out your hand to me and touch our vulva. So I reuse space to horrify, intending only the beautiful. So, in somnambulance, let me feel your feet on stone. Gula inana inana ishtar. I care for war as much as love. And in the wide open spaces of my dreams where I lay down, minefields of children with enormously stretched cheeks and bulging red mouths call to you noiselessly to listen, to hear in constant repeating refrain their pulp horror. And there is an actuality, an assembly of hearts sealed in red and gold biscuit tins. Gula inana inana ishtar. Dublin, Dublin, Dublin town. 3:30. Just a quick one. A fucking cheeky afternoon point. Like, fuck it. A Guinness will do it. 4:30. Jesus, that's a fucking surprise. I didn't think to see you here, at least not this early. 6:30. What have you been thinking, you know? About the geometries of power and how the city, like a landscape, a total influence, sublimates our desires as it watches us. And there's no escape from its order and force. And we're formed, informed and reformed by every heterotopic sight of its authority post-physical embrace. 8:30. Fucking pit patry, Christ puking chalice of the... I'll fucking kill you, that policeman in me head you were on about, like... Nesting in me head, you're telling me? 9:30. Senses exient, but I still watch you now as before and in the hereafter. Puyakus ladia, amen. Gula anana anana ishtar. Will you sit with me, hold my hand, and listen to the lapping of waves from that strange day when all too briefly orchids were birds and their open lips sang perfumes? For one moment I let my eyes heavily close, or must we return again and again to the sights of these stories with no repose? Dublin, as a rook, as my grey granite feet, and Heduana, daughter of Sargon of Akkad, knew me and dreamt of gifting me sleep. Gula inana inana ishtar. Do you remember the story Redeem told us, sitting by the Vltava, above the Vltava, watching the Vltava? It was about statues and Stalin and gold. Prague as a rook, as my wet river beak. Redeem, daughter of no one, knew me and dreamt of leaving me weep. Gula inana inana ishtar. He was an artist, a sculptor, and a prize he never wanted was won. Forced to it, he did it, and from it his slender, snapping neck was hung. The statue was Stalin, 30 foot high and all solid in gold. Redeem, father of no one, knew me and dreamt long of my eyes. Gula inana inana. Nana Ishtar, we are together in the water garden with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego at Babylon, and the real truth of our conspiracy of 40 men, that to enable is to enact, and that we have done it. So like weeds in the cracks, my eyes flower in lieu of it, and they course through your delicately showing skin. I am Scarlet and the Beast, and my animal is the dog. Inanna, Ninkarak, the Lady of Car, best seen in grayscale resolution. Dublin, Dublin, Dublin town. Yochert. 5, 3,444, 2,888, 5,403. Yochid, these are my numbers to sacrifice. Have them. They are yours now, and so are we. Lou, 6. Lou, Lou, this is your home. Dublin, her arse, her gaping maw, high-arched velvet cunt to be beatified in perpetuity. Dublin, her incantation slung from behind a drink-wet moustache when glasses clash. Dublin, a city not divided but severed, tribal and obsessed with her own memory. Dublin, a city that rips the barnacles off her own sea-drenched hull so as to feed them to herself, pretending they're cockles and mussels. Alive, alive, oh Dublin, the city best seen from the top of the Tower Street Bridge at 6 a.m, staring down like a god on the people below, and they delivering bread, gawking at you, and you gawk at them, and thus you know the real truth about the place. Oh, how it is leering! Dublin, visited this way solely since you were young then, and running away from a party where too many of them were off their faces on pills, and the sorrow was swallowing them, and they open up around you like a whirlwind, threatening to eat you all in your then ripe fullness. Dublin, that day was the start of a cycle that would lead you into, in but 3 days, into falling madly in love, eschewing the contents of your stomach all over her feet, still trying to hold yourself together with the clanging of a bass guitar in the castle, ripping your belly apart, and even so, working up the courage to just, and I mean, you gave her a biscuit beforehand, for Christ's sake, to kiss her so gently, then hard, really hard, on the lips, to have one of those last memorable days of friendship with your then closest kin, to have to twist yourself through the railings in Fairview because the dart track is mad long, there's no way off it when you walk through the city, just to end up being on the front page of the paper, for you were battered while trying to run from the guards. Dublin, from the bridge, your river beautiful, your pockmarked bric-a-brac coloured houses shift themselves along your quays, each of them looking like an awful dodgy dealer, singing out, "Starry, bud, strawberries, €1, and how they read it in a book. I mean, Jesus, the state of you, like. What, like, I'd always be telling you to hear me, bleeding muppet. Dublin, I can smell bread by Liberty Hall and look at the 53 about to shudder its way down past the last hovels you've left near the docks, and watch as your heart, beautifully, I admit, is quartered so that finance can lift you up from behind so, so nicely that it makes you feel like you're glowing and makes you want it all the more, so much so that you endlessly push out your chest and masquerade all tarted up while the building enjoys the dead as a ruin. You'll pretend you've got no money. But Dublin, Lamfada, that's the king for you, the long arm. Do you remember him? I'll tell you something then. Just like you, he has many names. Sahildanach, of equal skill in many arts. Lombernach, the fierce Thumparbagab. Machnia as boy hero. MacEhan, son of she who was imprisoned. And a Baelor, lord of the blight. And sure, he killed his own grandfather, a symbol of strife. And on his arms, the Lanan Sheeda. And he was the finest ewe of the wood. And as long as he is with them, off in the mountains, till Phalius, Gorius, Findius, and Murius do from the four quarters blossom, his spear will guard you closely. Yet for all this, you're a wet and bedraggled but pretty thing. Anu, Adad, Dagda, Shala, Ramon, Ramon, Hadad, Abelio, Merodach, Bel, God the All-Father, Gula, Inanna, Ninkarak, the Lady of Ka, Rita, Hayworth, Ishtar, Yokard, Lu, Christ, Jesus, Sahildanach, Lombenach, Machnia, MacEhan, Dublin, 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 town, heavy am I with your streets and their telling.